أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم. In the ayat we recited read yesterday, that the wealth of the orphans, their estate, their inheritance must be given to them as soon as you make out that they understand their money matter. They are responsible and they won't squander the matter. They won't use it wrongly. They've understood. The Mufassirin posed the question that at what age is it that the child then has his understanding and now you can give him his money. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi says that even if a person reaches 100 years of age and you see he still haven't got his proper understanding what money matters, he can't handle his money, then don't give him his money. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says is the age of 25, and that is from the words of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that by the age of 25, a person reaches his mental maturity and he will know his money matters, how to use his money, not to squander it, not to use it on useless things, etc. The explanation of that is given. The Fuqaha have written that normally a boy becomes baligh at the age of 15. We take that age normally. But the earliest a boy can become baligh is by the age of 12. And a girl by the age of 9, she can become baligh by that age. So if a boy becomes a baligh at the age of 12 and he gets married at that age, and the shortest period for the hamal, for the fetus of the child to be born, normally it's 9 months, 9 months and 10 days, but the shortest period is 6 months. So if he got married at the age of 12 and his wife gave birth in 6 months' time, that means 12 and a half years' time, at the age of 12 he will be a father. And if the child that was born is also such that by the age of 12 he becomes baligh, and his wife again gives birth at the age of in 6 months' time, so it's 2 times 12 and a half years, that's 25 years. So by the age of 25, the earliest a person can become a dada, a grandfather too. So therefore, the Ahnaf had fixed this age, the latest to give a person his money is by the age of 25. Otherwise, you will wait and he'll become, as it is said in Urdu, bachpan ke hoge, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. A person has already become 55, but he's still got a mind like a child. He still thinks and behaves like a child. So for how long are you going to withhold his money? Are you going to wait till he becomes 100? That is, he will become a peer. That means old man. And yet he'll be nabaligh. Peer and nabaligh. That he's an old man, but he's not yet baligh, sir. That is mentally. So therefore, according to the Hanafi mazhab, the latest that we should withhold the wealth of the orphans or their inheritance, their estate, is till the age of 25. And in this hadith, in this ayat it has come, فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. Rushdan is with a tanween, nakira, which means if you see any sign, the smallest sign that now they can understand their money matters. Don't wait that they are great, perfect, and perfectionist in their money matters. But just any sign you see that they can look after their money, then give them their money. Don't withhold it. So the children, the orphans, their money must be given to them as soon as we notice that they can handle their money. And after that, just keep a watchful eye over them, that how are they spending their money, etc. So these are the few basic teachings with regard to the inheritance and the estate of the orphans. May Allah let us learn our whole deen, and more important than learning, to practice upon it. And more important than practicing, that it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah be pleased with all of us.